hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're with you live on this Monday, the 10th of September, 2007, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, located here in Central Texas. It is our command bunker, folks. It is our bastion against the New World Order, and the ramparts are stayed. At any rate, on today's program, I have Reverend Ted Pike coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Things going on with the hate crime legislation and a few addendums, I'm sure, that have been added. And we have warned people that defeated this thing one time only spells to them that they must repackage it and redo it and try to shove it down the throats of the American people. And I will say this on that subject. We have a group of people that are interested in passing hate laws in this country because, well, they hate the truth, and that is the truth. They want to go after groups of people that are exposing what's going on, and this is not a good situation, folks. The First Amendment is our God-given right to yap our traps in any which way we want to or any manner that we perceived to be acceptable, or maybe in some circumstances not even acceptable. But you know what? That's what you have when you have a free country. You have people that are able to think for themselves and speak for themselves. Well, we'll get to Reverend Ted Pike here in just a couple of minutes, and I'm sure you've heard the story by now. It's plastered all over the morning news that, well, we just had some neo-Nazis right in the streets of Israel. And it turns out that these are some Jews that immigrated in from Russia, and, well, they were just little neo-Nazis running around in the streets, hooded and clad, and, well, they just didn't know who these people were. Yeah, that and 50 cents will get you half a cup of coffee if you believe anything that is on the mainstream media. I would say, probably safely say here, that these were Mossad agents in training, practicing their trade. Think about this, folks. Neo-Nazis running around the streets of Israel? I mean, come on. Give me a break. Also today, more news coming out about the missing nukes, the half a dozen missing nukes that just ended up in an Air Force base. And, well, it was just an accident, and the people that were responsible have been reprimanded, and some people have lost their position of command. And that's the end of it. No, it is not the end of it, folks. We're going to go through this in some detail and let you know what the real story is, which, by the way, to my knowledge, didn't even end up on the mainstream media. Now, some are suspecting some covert operations because, folks, the United States subcommanders cannot launch their missiles because the president has the launch codes on the other end, commonly referred to as the keys. So we have a half a dozen nukes that come up missing and just were pulled out of inventory by mistake. The consensus is that this was for covert operations for possibly Iran. By the way, they were in the form of cruise missiles, but when launched, don't show up on anybody's radar screens. Interesting story. And much, much more news and information coming to you. Stay tuned for this edition of the National Intel Report, folks. We're not here to scare you. We're just here to inform you. Forewarned is forearmed, as they say. We'll take the break. Be right back with Reverend Ted Pike right after this.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I have with me the Reverend Ted Pike, which almost single-handedly has taken on the crusade against the hate crime laws that they're desperately trying to pass in this country through our legislature. His website for more information and a lot of informative reading is truthtellers.org. Good afternoon, Ted.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. What is going on here with the hate crimes? You've warned repeatedly that once defeated, they're like a hungry rat. They'll get a little bit shy. They might scurry under something, but they will be back with a vengeance. What are they up to today?
Yes. Well, basically, we have two bias crimes bills, or you might even call them hate crimes bills, which could be voted on as early as this week. There is the Hate Crimes Protection Act, Prevention Act, which many of our listeners are familiar with. This is the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act. The amendment, the number for it is SA-2067. This is the bill that is put forth perennially by Teddy Kennedy along with Gordon Smith and so on. And they are intending to attach that, as I say, as early as this week to the big federal arms reappropriations bill and put it on as a rider. And we need to call in and protest that. But there's another bill which is also a close cousin of this, which is a workplace bias crime or hate crime law, which is called ENDA. ENDA is the acronym standing for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And the bill number on that is H.R. 2015. And what ENDA wants to do is to force landlords and business owners to rent to or to hire homosexuals without any of their rights being protected. In other words, if a homosexual wants to rent your apartment, you have to rent your apartment to him according to ENDA, and you cannot give him notice because of his behavior sexually as a tenant. Similarly, an employer has to employ a homosexual who's qualified for the job. If that employer wants to have a Bible study or witness to that homosexual or even criticize his way of life, then that employer will be indicted for a bias crime, basically a hate crime against that homosexual, and he certainly cannot terminate the employment of the homosexual because of his lifestyle.
They're going to have their tolerance one way or another, whether it's forced down your throat by legislative action or not.
Yes, and even more ominously, perhaps, is the threat of ENDA to churches. Under this legislation, they're not quite saying in this bill that churches will have to hire homosexuals as clergy. However, they are saying that churches will have to hire homosexuals as in non, quote-unquote, non-spiritual positions. For example, a homosexual can become the bookkeeper, the secretary, the janitor, even a youth camp counselor, a bookstore operator, and so on for the church. And what this bill also does is says that the question of what is strictly spiritual activity in a church versus maybe practical activity in one form or another will be pontificated on by a judge. A judge will come in, he'll listen to what the church says about their core values, and if he's a pro-homosexual judge, he may actually decree that they have no core values that are really sacred and off-limits to the hiring of homosexuals. He could decree that the homosexuals even have the right to be hired as clergy. And this was pretty close to what Oregon's bill last winter, SB 2, proposed, that the homosexuals would be allowed to come in on all non-spiritual positions in the church. Unfortunately, there was such an upheaval of protest here in Oregon by the clergy that they backed down at the last minute and did not require churches to hire homosexuals in non-spiritual positions. But this is only the camel, you know, getting his nose in the tent. The next time around, they'll want to go all the way. And this is really an abomination. This is a triumph, a satanic triumph. If this bill can get passed, start the progression, the slippery slope down to actually inviting and federally protecting homosexuals going right into the sanctuaries and the altars of the churches of America.
Now, what they've done with this is they're putting the happy face on this by pushing the bias rather than hate crime, because that's a little edgy and that's a little hard. So we'll just repackage this and tell people that, it's just really to eliminate bias. And after all, isn't that fair under federal guidelines? Because federally, everybody is protected.
Yeah, well, but the structure is basically the same as a hate crimes law. You see, a hate crimes law, as invented by the ADL, says that if you have biased motivation against, for example, homosexuals, which means biblical criticism of homosexuals, plus some kind of infraction of the law, small or great, those two factors working together equal a bias crime or a crime of intimidation or a hate crime. Now, that's basically the structure of what ENDA is all about. A person has a demonstrable bias against homosexuals. He doesn't hire them or let out his apartment to them. That's evidence of bias. Okay, that's factor number one. And then he violates the law of the government by not hiring or actually firing this person. That is a violation of law. So you have bias motivation plus a violation of law. That is the classical ADL definition of a hate crime. And ADL, of course, defines hate as bias against federally protected groups. So you're right, they're repackaging it in a little, perhaps a milder way, but it's basically a hate crimes workplace law.
Well, and again, who is behind this, folks? And a lot of people will not say this, but I will, because it's the truth. If you look at the groups that were behind the Louisiana judge down there, remember the guy that wanted to keep the Ten Commandments in the rotunda of the Supreme Court?
Judge Moore.
That's right, Judge Roy Moore. Who was behind that? Southern Poverty Law, which I euphemistically call Southern Perversion Law. This was the wonderful guy in the Watergate Hotel for the anniversary of his marriage to his wife, decided that it would be a good wedding present to put on a display of two homosexual acts in front of his wife. Now, that came out in court records. These are the people that were after the Ten Commandments. See, we can't have any religious or spiritual influence on people anymore, because this has got to be a super secular state. We have to do this because we have to invite all kinds of tolerance, and by law they're going to make it punishable if you're not tolerant of all these aberrations that are coming at you. Now, also who was behind this, and the bigger player behind the scenes, was the American Defamation League, or the ADL, which is actually the Anti-Defamation League. These are the people that absolutely hate Christianity and are functioning inside this country with a 501c3 tax-free foundation. And Abe Foxman has got his hands full right now because he's getting a lot of flack over a lot of different issues. But you will never hear this background information on this type of story from your mainstream news. Why? Because there is an agenda at hand here. This is what they're trying to do. And, you know, Ted, I just...
Well, don't forget the ACLU. The ACLU was against Judge Moore, part of that suit, weren't they, too?
Yes, they were.
And the top honchos in the ACLU, they do have a Latino, Anthony Romero, I think, as the kind of the titular head, symbolic figurehead of the ACLU. But if you go through the bios on the ACL website, you find out that Nadine Shawson is really a powerful player. I believe she's president of the ACLU or something like that, not executive director. And then Stephen Shapiro, another Jew, is head of something like 80-some lawyers who are continually making mischief against Christian patriotic values in the country all the time. So here we have a triad. We have Southern Poverty Law, we have ADL, we have ACLU, all are almost entirely Jewish or dominated by Jews, Jewish activists, who are going basically after Christian values, attempting to persecute and harass and weaken Christianity in America.
Well, when we get back from break, are you familiar with a writer by the name of Patrick Grimm?
No, I guess not.
Well, I want to read you a list. I read this on the air the other day, and the title of the story, There Must Be a Dozen Ways to Destroy Your Country, How the Jewish Supremacist Wrecked America. And when I use that term Jewish, I always underline and underscore this. This is not an attack on common, ordinary Jews. Okay, first off, what we have here are political activists, Zionists, and a whole bevy and a list of other people that are trying to change the fabric, literally, of America. They're telling us, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to be more tolerant, we have to be more accepting. When I look at this, and this is the major transformation of the standards and the morality and ethics of America, and how we got this, folks, it just didn't fall out of the sky. These things that I'm talking about, it's that old Holly Bible thing, you know, out of the Holy Bible. It is what has been used for thousands of years for societies to use as a guideline. You have Ten Commandments, folks. Can anybody argue with the Ten Commandments? Well, you might be able to argue, since we have this tolerant and accepting attitude now, that we can't be biased against people. But when I get back, if you can hang with me for a little while, I want to go through these 12 points that are laid out here, and I want to get your comment on it. And we'll do that right after this break. The website out there, ladies and gentlemen, for the Reverend, and please go to it, it is truthtellers.com. gemsbill.org. You don't know what a gem that you have in this man on the other end of the line, as in the Reverend Ted Pike. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We are back. The Reverend Ted Pike is with us. His website is truthtellers.org. And Ted, I want to run through these 12 points that this Patrick Grimm has written. There must be a dozen ways to destroy your country, how the Jewish supremacist wrecked America. And I want you to comment after each one of these points. If you have no comment, we'll just move on to the next one. Number one, they have destroyed our pride in our history and our nation. And once that nation loses its sense of history, it soon ceases to be a nation.
Yes, agree with that.
They have, number two, they have labeled our beloved founding fathers as racist and white slavers, ignoring the great representative republic that these men constructed.
Yes.
They have, number three, promoted multiculturalism, celebrating every culture, no matter how backward and barbaric, except for Western and white European culture. As Jewish Marxist intellectual thug Susan Sontag stated in a poisonous rant, the white race is the cancer of humanity.
Yes, and in regard to hate crimes legislation in Canada and European countries and so on, there is an almost unvarying record among the ADL types. Once they get in power, establish these hate crimes gestapos of preferring all of these minorities, especially Jews and homosexuals, in the courts in hate crimes cases over Christians and whites.
And in my opinion on this, you can be a lesbian, you can be a homosexual, you can be whatever you want to. And my problem has been, and this is not a 20th or 21st century affliction. This has been around since mankind has been around, but it's never been promoted as being healthy, normal, alternative lifestyles. Bobby has two daddies or Susie has two mummies. The core of this nation has and always shall be the family unit, but yes. They seek to change this. Now let me go on to the next point here. They have driven our Christian faith and heritage from the public square by utilizing their countless criminal cadres of the ADL and ACLU communist lawyers. Our children will soon grow up in a society wiped clean of any vestiges of the Bible, Christ, or the cross. However, the menorah is still allowed in the White House for Hanukkah celebrations.
Yes, you know, the Supreme Court, I think it was back in 1990 or so, actually preferred the menorah, that's the candlestick of symbol of Judaism, above the Christian cross. In the Pittsburgh case, the Supreme Court voted that a manger scene had to be taken down, but something like a 15-foot menorah could remain displayed in the courthouse on public property in Pittsburgh.
Number five, they have torn our borders open, permitting indeed cheering the third world dregs will soon replace us as the majority. The Javitses, the Lautenbergs, and the Sellers, and of course we've got to add our dear friend Chappaquiddick guy, Mr. Kennedy, to this list. They meticulously designed the legislation that will genocide us. They have done all this while simultaneously, and with no sense of irony, supporting Israel's Jews-only immigration policy.
Yeah. And that's made possible. That's the price, you see, we pay for allowing these evil Jews to control our media of communication, to control the spigot of information that comes to the American public. And when that happens, there can be no lively debate about immigration or these other issues. They're non-issues. They're shunted off. They're not on the evening news and so on.
And let me ask you this. Let me take a break here from the statements I've been reading. Ted, I have done my homework on this, and I've traced socialism. I just read an article coming out of Haaretz in Israel, and that's their online version of their newspaper. And they were complaining the fact that socialism isn't exactly working that well, so we've got to go to the privatization route for a lot of government services. Now, I have traced socialism and communism back, and I can trace it back to Zionism and that political influence. Is this what you've discovered?
Well, it goes a lot further back than Zionism. Actually, in the late 19th century, that's the time of the French Revolution and the so-called Enlightenment, Moses Mendelssohn was a very powerful intellect, a philosopher and intellectual leader, and he popularized Judaism in Western Europe, and he basically said that just as Moses and Aaron went out and overthrew the power structure of Egypt with all the plagues and let the people go, so the Jewish people had a mandate and a call from God to deliver the proletariat, the working masses, from bondage to capitalism. So when we go to the Jewish encyclopedias, especially the later ones like the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, the Judaica, and so on, we find them very proud, claiming that Jews were architects of socialism, later Marxism, and basically all of the great revolutions of the 19th century. And then, of course, we get into the Bolshevik Revolution, and we find all the sources indicating that the Jews were in control of that from financiers like Paul Warburg and Jacob Schiff, clear down to the rugged revolutionaries like Trotsky, Zinoviev, and so on.
And here we go, just talking about Hollyweird and some of the perverse stuff that's going on. And by the way, Ted, America is wondering why we have sexual deviance out there. It's getting bad enough that they've convinced people that, well, once you commit a sex crime, that you've got to go on a database, that you can be tracked anywhere that you go. And pornography, in many cases... And I've said this before, I don't know if people believe this or not, but it can be more addictive than heroin. You know, to get your fix, you got to use a little bit more. You got to ingest a little bit more pornography. And we're wondering why we got the rubber raincoat crowd hanging around the street corners near our schools here in America. We'll take the break. We'll be right back with Reverend Ted Pike. We'll go through the rest of these points, and I appreciate him coming up on short notice. He didn't know that I was going to go through this list and have him comment on it, but I'm glad that he's here to do exactly that. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're up to halfway through this list of 12. Number six, Ted, they have pushed, created, and profited from pornography and perverse entertainment. The Chosen make up 90% of all American pornographers. The Hollywood they run has mainstream wife-swapping, common-law marriages, pedophilia, scatology, licentious sex, drug and alcohol abuse, and self-indulgence. The writer says bestiality will probably be next on the list.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Talmud, which is the fountain, the moral and legal religious fountain of modern Orthodox Judaism, actually does say that if a woman has sex with an animal, with a dog, she is entitled to marry the high priest. And we find buried within the Talmud the most incredible moral deviancies. Probably the worst I can think of are the many, many passages that have to do with permitting rabbis to have sex with three-year-old baby girls, and also for the wives of the rabbis to have sex with nine-year-old boys, saying that it's not a moral act, it's morally neutral.
Now, Ted, let me ask you this. Have you gone into the Talmud and seen this for yourself?
Oh, yes. I have the Talmud in my library. I wrote a complete several chapters on this subject in my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, which is available at truthtellers.org. It's 345 pages, massively documented. It's never, no one has ever been able to refute my thesis successfully, although quite a few people have tried and national attacks have been made against me, especially by People for the American Way, headed by Norman Lear. But, yes, I have gone into all these passages in the Talmud. They are very many. The earliest rabbis are called the Tanaim, and they were the rabbis living in anywhere from the first and second centuries A.D. And these rabbis were all very, very determined to make child sex a part of the Jewish religion. In fact, they call it halakha, or binding Jewish law. And I have photostatic copies of these passages in the back of my book. I have actually incorporated some of that material in some of my videos, especially the Other Israel video, which is being shown on Google right now. So there is no question. In fact, I've written several huge articles on this, which have been published on Rents and certainly as our e-alerts, and nobody can successfully refute it, because it's just a part of the corruption of Talmudic Judaism. You see, Jesus said the Pharisees were guilty of all uncleanness, and that includes all of these wicked perversions, and it's not an exaggeration to say that the Hollywood fascination with sex, the pornography industry's Jewish-controlled fascination for sex, comes directly from the example of these ancient Pharisees.
Yeah, and what's fascinating about this is, in Hollywood, they usually go after the Catholic Church, because that is the predominant belief system here in America. Since the 60s, the Vatican has paid out, over $2.5 billion in these cases that people are going after these priests and these dioceses that are literally predatory. They're homosexuals, but none of these guys ever go to jail. They just make payouts.
Yeah.
You know, and this has been going. I've got a book at home that's over 100 years old that a Catholic priest actually quit. I believe he was over in Ireland, that actually quit the Catholic diocese because the more he looked, the more homosexuality that was rampant throughout the system, and the more he complained about it, the more he was shunned, so he just quit. He just up and quit. And that
What you don't hear about in the media, though, is the fact that there are many, many cases against rabbis, increasing cases against rabbis, rabbinical leaders, for child sex, child abuse, homosexuality, and all these kinds of things. Of course, since the media is predominantly Jewish control, that is not given the same kind of emphasis as the misdeeds of the Roman Catholic clergy. But if you can find online sources which will lead you to many newspaper articles and documentation that these ancient ideas of having sex with children have not died within the Orthodox and the ultra-Orthodox branches of Judaism, and the rabbis are still doing that, still allowing that, still seeing what they can get away with, and sometimes they get caught.
The next point here, number 7, they have brought homosexuality out of the closet and into our faces. Sodomy is shown in the media and movies as normal, healthy, enjoyable, and something to celebrate openly in a brazen a fashion as possible. They have founded, funded, and fronted every homosexual advocacy group in America.
Yeah. Again, I have quite an extensive article, a position paper, at truthtellers.org on the tremendous influence and support for homosexuality, which established Judaism is giving to the gay agenda, particularly the Reform Judaism, which I think is something like 35% of American religious Jews. They're the more liberal Jews. They're descended largely from Moses Mendelssohn that I mentioned earlier in this program. This is Reform Judaism, which is off to the left, but it is solidly in back of the homosexual agenda. And then the more the middle, the conservative Jews now are vowing that they will also go with the reform in a complete endorsement of homosexuality. And in this article, I go into these passages out of the Talmud, which very frankly, very boldly say that sex with a 9-year-old boy is not considered a moral act. It does not throw guilt upon the active offender. And this is, in my opinion, a wide open gate to all kinds of deviancy when you've got that kind of text with the greatest rabbis, the greatest and earliest rabbis upholding these deviant opinions.
Number 8 on the list, they have brainwashed our children with their control of the institutes of higher learning. They have filled the minds of the young with Marxism, deconstructionism, relativism, lies about diversity, and non-judgmentalism. These sundry isms are the pernicious lies that have jettisoned the positive isms that once bloomed in our society. Ergo, patriotism, altruism, individualism, nationalism, etc.
Yeah. Well, you see, one of the reasons that has happened is because the Kabbalah, the Zohar or Kabbalah of the Jews, taught that God, as a personality, an intelligent, moral being with strong opinions of right and wrong, doesn't exist. They have the Kabbalah teaches a very secular, almost a kind of like quantum physics, in which you have this unknowable light as the supreme God, and it filters down, and Israel is in the middle as the active agency for this God in this world, making things happen. And then below Israel are the goyim, or the cliff off of the demons, who are subhuman, are meant to be ruled over. And the whole message of the Kabbalah is that it's up to the Jews, as the visible, practical emanation of quote-unquote God in this world, to make things happen. And so what happens is, with this kind of mentality, these secular Jews, ADL-type Jews, have proliferated throughout the educational system of America over the last century, creating basically a secular educational environment.
Number 9 on the list, they have subverted our government. With Zionist control of the media, both print and television, the two major political parties and the highest echelons of government, our foreign and domestic policy has been steered away from the interest of the European-American majority, rendering us incapable of self-preservation. The war in Iraq, the 9/11 attacks, and the possible clash with Iran in the near future are the results of the Zionist subjugation of the most powerful nation on earth, and the prioritization of Israel's concerns over those of the United States.
Yes, that sounds like Mearsheimer and Walt. And I'm sure all of our listeners are aware of this phenomena of these top academics from Harvard and from the University of Chicago, who are now making all of those claims that Israel is responsible, neocons in the White House, the Israel lobby and media for leading America into the debacle in the Middle East, in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that America really doesn't have a true interest in Israel in the sense of a strategic interest. Instead, we have this moral, biblical interest that we're going to bless and sustain God's chosen people. And what they're saying is we need to let Israel, if it's going to exist, it's got to stand on its own merits like any other nation.
Well, and also what they're saying is the Pharisees need to be there to give you your pharmaceutical prescription, your dose, every single day, and they are not going to stand up against it. And there's something else that just popped into my mind, Ted. We used to hear so much about the roadmap for peace for Israel. Now, just admitted, Ron Paul, in the debates, the Republican debates the other day, mentioned the fact that Israel has 200 or 300 nuclear weapons.
Yes.
And that they're denying, of course, Mehmet Ahmadinejad, the current president of Iran, is seeking to destroy the Zionist state and to build nuclear weapons to attack Israel. Ted, this makes absolutely no sense. There has not been a nuclear exchange. Exchange, mind you. We were the first ones to use nuclear weapons in Japan, and that hastened the end of the war, as history tells it. But most people don't know that the highest concentrations, let me put it to you this way, the highest concentrations of Christians were in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Uh-huh. Oh, my. Is that something?
Yeah, it is. Okay, yeah. Let me go back to my list here. They have force-fed propaganda of radical feminism to American women and girls, thanks to the steady diet of anti-male, anti-marriage, and anti-family books, lectures, and college courses from the likes of the Steinems and the Friedens and the Abzugs. Remember Bella Abzug?
Uh-huh.
Many women now see the prospect of marriage and child-rearing as an impediment to their liberation.
Yeah. Well, especially during the 60s and 70s, virtually all of these national feminist leaders were Jewish, and you listed some of them there. But what we're experiencing here is a broadside, wholesale attempt to subvert Christian civilizations and values, establishing perverse definitions of hate and love and bias and so on. And that's what these hate crimes, bias crimes, workplace laws are all about. They are putting the ADL wants to be at the helm, at the tiller of the ship of state. So from a federal level, with the exponential power of federal authority, they can come down all over this country at the same time, bringing indictments against Christians and patriots and free thinkers under these hate crimes and bias crimes laws.
Number 11, we're up to 11 here. They've made abortion into a sacrament. Planned Parenthood, the National Abortion Rights Action League, or NARAL, and every other leftist pro-abortion promoter and provider in America is run from top to bottom by the chosen. Unlimited and unregulated abortion on demand is lauded and touted in the controlled media as a positive social good for the United States 24 years after Roe versus Wade. And with over 40 million abortions under their belts, these same groups still cheer and applaud for more. And with most abortion rights organizations top-heavy with Jews and a large percentage of abortion doctors also being Jewish, they have definitely made a killing out of killing.
Yes. Well, again, that takes us back to the Talmud and the Zohar, the Kabbalah, which basically says that the Goyim are not fully human. They're not as spiritually exalted as God's chosen people. And especially the Kabbalah is full. It is literally abundant with passages advocating that the Goyim be slaughtered in one form or another. The ultimate slaughter will occur, they believe, toward the end of the age in preparation for the Messiah. And the Messiah will endorse that and do plenty of it himself. But meanwhile, what we see is a dehumanization not only of unborn babies, but we find the Palestinians dehumanized so that there are many, many evidences and records of terrible crimes against Palestinian children, shooting them and using them for target practice and dropping neurological canisters on them and things like that in these West Bank and Gazan towns. It's just, it's part of the undeniable fact that Zionism and Judaism are essentially racistic. And yet they get up on their soapbox and they lecture the Christian world about tolerance when they are the biggest bigots of all.
Number 12, they have sold us the packaged and deliberate lies of egalitarianism. All races are equal in intelligence, morality, accomplishments, and potential, except, of course, for one. The Jewish race, as their own leaders refer to their people, is declared by Jewish anthropologists to be superior. Jews are seen as uniquely intelligent, uniquely moral, and a group that stands above all other groups in its supremacy. They truly believe that they have the God-given right to rule over us. To criticize their pernicious power is the most egregious societal taboo.
Yes. And when the church calls them God's chosen people, even though they're rejecting Jesus Christ, then the church never criticizes them lest some terrible curse come down from God upon them. All this feeds the Jewish ego, you see, saying, well, look, you know, these Goyim, these Christians are so easily deceived. They are so pliable in our hands. They must be inferior, you see. So it's a kind of a vicious cycle where wrongheadedness among evangelicals feeds the pride and bad behavior of the Zionists.
And on it goes. Everything on this list can be easily verified. Jews, mostly Zionist in nature, have spearheaded every movement or cause that now threatens our destruction. And now the Leviathan of Zionism and Talmudic Judaism extends its tentacles into every facet of our country and indeed into almost every other nation and culture residing upon the earth. With its expansion comes the debauching of all peoples, all heritages, and all traditions. What will we do to stop it? Will we fear and quake before the straw man buzzwords of anti-Semite and hater? Or will we stand and battle for the survival of civilization? It's up to all of us, Christians of both the right and the left, moderate Muslims who eschew violence, anti-Zionist Jews of conscience, and indeed people of no particular religious persuasion. We must rage against the dying of light. But that's not enough. All of us must kick the evil and the darkness of Zionism, and until it bleeds, daylight. Ted, can you hang on and take a few calls with us? Okay, great. Let me go. Thanks for holding. Howard in New Mexico. Hello, Howard.
I'm here, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
You see, sir, the way these people operate, it's called Hitlerism and Marxism. So you take the most hated people in the society, and you take their rights away, and then you come after everybody else's rights. See, for example, sir, let's take sex offenders. Now, everybody hates sex offenders, right? You take their rights away, give them GPS systems and cards and track them, and then you can do it to the rest of the society. And then you take the most hated, the mentally ill. And then you can bring your stuff in through that part that's being elected.
Howard, let me get the good reverend's response to that after this break. I thank you for your call. Listen offline to his response. We'll go to Dan and Henry. Also, we'll take your calls. And I appreciate Ted. He didn't know he was going to spend the entire hour with me, but I'm glad that he did. We'll take the break here. Come right back, right on the other side of this. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Ted, Ted, do you want to respond to Howard's statements there?
Yes. Well, we have to avoid any kind of cruel and unusual punishments. If we set a precedence for any kind of that, it's only going to enlarge. And obviously, sooner or later, even those people who invented those will be on the other end persecuted by another group. This is another reason why we have to fight and protest any kind of torture being established and getting, for example, at Guantanamo or Abu Ghraib or whatever. I wrote a big article several weeks ago about torture in Israel, which is absolutely out of control. You cannot believe the atrocities are committed against something like 8,000 Palestinians who are incarcerated in Israel's prisons. This is a very, very suppressed reality, and the government of Israel tries to hide it, but all of the human rights organizations monitoring Israel are very, very grieved and frustrated in their attempts to bring these atrocities to the attention of the world.
And of course, this is expedient. We have a problem, so we must take extraordinary measures to deal with it.
Yes.
And that's how they're selling it. And folks, pay attention, because the caller was correct. You start singling out groups, and where does it stop? It is that slippery slope. And within our society, as I stated earlier, we're making this thing, well, just as normal as Bill O'Reilly, let's say, you know, your evening viewing, that you're getting a steady diet of things that you wouldn't have imagined 20 or 30 years ago even being hinted on television. Well, now through the cable industries and through satellite, well, you can get your porn per view fix every day, or any type of what we used to consider to be destructive to America and its family and the morals and ethics of a society, folks. We're all being told that you can't rail against this because, well, you're just being biased. You're being a hater. You must be accepting. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the air.
Really, really terrific show. Where in the town would I find where it says 9-year-old boy sex thing? Where can I find it? I could read it on the talk show here in Houston.
Well, actually, I think the best thing to do would be to go to truthtellers.org and scroll back through articles. Let's say maybe 8 months ago, I dealt in depth with pederasty, pedophilia in the Talmud. I dealt in another article with homosexuality in Judaism and other hair-raising Talmudic exposés. Go back about 6 or 8 months, and you'll find those titles. Also, if you want a more definitive, extensive discussion of that, buy my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma. It's 345 pages of tremendous information, all very well documented. You can get that, order that online at truthtellers.org.
Yeah, I'm there now. Wonderful. I will get the book. I've actually worked with a guy who was married to a Jewish lady. I dated a Jewish girl. No, in some case, I'm not. But more than one of them told me that it's in their belief they have to murder a non-Jew to receive their reward in heaven, but that's insane because they don't even believe in heaven. I mean, what's the answer to that?
It's like Christmas.
Well, there are very dark secrets in the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah is rumored, it's always been rumored, there is a verbal or an oral Kabbalah as well as the written Kabbalah. And it may well be that out of the Kabbalah, especially in previous centuries in Eastern Europe, some of these blood rites and blood rituals, requiring Gentile blood for Passover, matzah, crackers, and things like that, may have some substance. There's a new book by this Italian scholar, I believe his name is Dr. Toaff, which is causing quite a stir, in which he is going through many, many, many court records, especially in Eastern Europe and around the world, indicating that out of the darkness of Kabbalistic Judaism, there have been some atrocities like you're talking about.
After all, Madonna pushes, she's converted to Kabbalism, so what's wrong with that? Madonna believes in it. We'll be right back. Thanks for your call, Dan.